The Siege of Vienna, 1529.
This one is the Kalender Celebi Revolt. Now, after Sultan Suleiman I was drawn away from Hungary by a revolt of the Turkoman tribes in central Anatolia, this revolt was referred to as the Kalender Celebi Revolt, and these revolts will occur periodically during the 16th and 17th centuries. Now, they are collectively known as the Jalali Revolts. They're usually led by Ottoman irregular troops, which one group would be the Sekbans, and the Sekbans are now the musketeers that you find in the Ottoman army, and the other one are the Saifas, which are the cavalry. They are also led by provincial administrators frequently, and these provincial administrators are known as the Silati. This one occurred in 1526-1529. The others will take place in 1595-1610, 1654-1655, and the last one will be 1658 and 1659. They tend to be, the people who revolt tend to be ethnic Turks, and frequently are from the Turkoman clan. It starts out as civil unrest, which is usually a reaction to the worsening of living conditions, rather than, you know, a revolt against the government to overthrow the government. And then once the civil unrest begins, it ultimately turns against the people who are claiming land, and they're actually taking it from other common people. There were no attempts to overthrow the Ottoman government, but reaction to social and economic crises that stemmed from depreciation of the currency, heavy taxation, the decline of the dervisma system by the admission of Muslims into the army. Remember, the dervisma system is the famous blood tax. This would be the taking of boys from Christian families and then training them in leadership roles, of course moving them into the Janissary groupings. Now in Bosnia, this blood tax also included Muslim families, but it's eventually done away with in 1648, completely abolished, particularly after a Janissary revolt that takes place. And another piece that comes in that causes this is the increase in the numbers and the dominance of the Janissaries. The Janissaries become more numerous, and you can tell from all of these different campaigns that Suleiman is going on. He needs lots of elite troops. You know, early on, you might find 10 or 12,000 of them, and now he's got 20,000, 25,000. And so they are now becoming more important than the Saifas, which those cavalry forces tended to be feudal lords from central Anatolia. And so they're not really happy about losing their say, if you will, at this particular point. Now, causes of the revolts usually are the oppressed peasants. Now, the tax system in the Ottoman Empire was based on agriculture. So the farmers pay a pretty heavy load. And then the feudal lords would then increase taxes frequently without the Ottoman administrative approval. And then there's a land value tax that tended to go up. And then eventually the peasants got sick of the feudal lords and the increase in taxes. And since they're not serfs, they just up and leave. And then frequently what they would do is head into the urban centers, which would frequently be full of unemployed people. The Sekbans, again, the musketeers, now during wartime they were paid, but in peacetime they weren't paid, and frequently they became bandits. Early revolts turned into, initially were just raids, and then later when the Saifas joined in, they became a little bit more organized and more damaging. You also have problems with bad officials. Bribery is commonplace. Corruption is commonplace, particularly in the provinces, because you can get away with it a little easier. You know, doing this in the around the Sultan, they'll end up with a very short life if you get caught. And there is also a complaint about the increasing non-Turkish influence that's going on in the royal court, because now the empire is expanded. You know, they're into the Middle East, that can basically protecting Mecca. You know, you have all sorts of other political dynamics that come into the scene besides just the Turk running the Ottoman Empire. And of course, Suleiman's tremendous campaigns cost a fortune. And although the Ottoman Empire has lots of money, the taxes do go up in order to cover those costs. Now, the Kalender Salibi revolt kind of peaks in 1528. Kalender was actually a Sifis leader, and he eventually led about 30,000 disgruntled people from near Ankara and the town of Kershir. Suleiman was in Hungary and just taken Buda and had to send Vizier Ibrahim Pasha with a Janissary force to settle the mess. And of course, the revolt was put down in a bloody fashion, ending in a major battle on May the 27th, 1528. That taken care of at this particular point, now Suleiman can get back to business. Well, while Suleiman I was occupied in Anatolia, some of the Hungarian nobles, of course Hungary's now been pretty much devastated, we have a split in the nobility. Some of the Hungarian nobles proposed that Ferdinand I of Austria, should become the new king of Hungary, since King Louis died without heirs. However, the other Hungarian nobles preferred John Zappola, who was actually a supporter of Suleiman I and was supported by Suleiman I. So Holy Roman Emperor Charles V and Ferdinand I recaptured and occupied Buda, and thus technically taking control of Hungary. Well, this, of course, results in the return of the Ottoman army in 1529. They're going to come marching down the Danube River Valley, and they will end up retaking the capital of Buda. Well, in the fall of 1529, the Ottoman Empire would make their first attempt to capture the Austrian city of Vienna, of course, raising all kinds of fears in Europe. One of the things that hindered Suleiman's forces in 1529 was the terrible weather. Southeastern Europe and the Balkans, their spring, the rains were far heavier than usual. So part of the route to Vienna was barely passable, particularly in the Bulgaria region. And as a matter of fact, the land is in such bad shape that Suleiman's biggest cannons got stuck in the mud and had to be abandoned. So he couldn't take them to Vienna with him. In addition, the extra rain, more insects, leads to poor health, sickness, and it begins to claim a lot of his troops. Well, on August the 6th, 1529, the Ottomans arrived at Osijek. On August the 18th, the Ottomans arrived at the Mohawk's Plain, and Suleiman was met by a very large cavalry force led by the Hungarian leader John Zappola. He actually pays homage to Suleiman and then assists in recapturing several fortresses, including Buda, which fell again to the Ottomans on September the 8th. And he will stay with Suleiman during the siege of Vienna. Suleiman's only real resistance was at Pazoni, where the Turkish fleet was bombarded as it sailed up the Danube River. The siege of Vienna would begin on September the 27th and last until October the 15th in 1529. And unfortunately for Suleiman, the inability to bring his biggest cannons is going to be a little bit troublesome. However, the fortress of Vienna is not anywhere near as significant in 1529 as it is later on when the Muslims make their real push to take the city in the 1600s. Now, the sources for this are The Ottomans by Wheatcraft, The Venture of Islam, Volume 1, 2, and 3 by Hodgson, and The History of the Ottoman Empire in Modern Turkey by Shaw and Shaw.